Road. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
This week's episode of Unveiled. Unveiled, of course, is a Go Loud original podcast, and you can check out our Instagram page at Unveiled Pod now, or get in touch with us via email at unveiled@goloudnow.com. Okay, first and foremost, I would like to wish everybody a happy Paddy's Day. What is it in Irish? La Féile Pádraig.
Well done.
Big fucking slay to me.
Yeah. Well,
thanks. Thank you.
Very, very good.
Now, I am being sacrilegious because as this comes out, I will be in France. I won't be in Ireland.
And I will be hungover, but we'll get to that in a second. But what do you think of Paddy's Day? My Paddy's Day, when I think of Paddy's Day, I just think of all the times for years. I think it was about 12 or 13 years. I used to be in a pub or somewhere Irish dancing from the age of like 5 to like 16. My Paddy's Day was doing a pub crawl, but I'd be Irish dancing. I wasn't actually drinking alcohol. I was pub crawling.
Did you get paid?
No, I was a good child.
Oh, that feels like extortion.
Yeah, pretty much was.
You should go back to your parents and be like, "What's all that
story with
money?
That?"
Yeah.
Well, it used to be real fun because we always got free food and like drinks and sweets and all the attention be on you. So it was kind of good fun.
Sorry. So you actually were a good Irish dancer. Was that your thing?
Yeah, I was champion.
Okay, this makes so much more sense.
Did you not know that?
Because you're always doing your like...
My jigs.
Yeah, your jigs and reels, which I kind of just ignore, to be honest, a lot of the time. But now this makes sense.
So I did Irish dancing for years and I switched from commission. Commission is like the hardest... what's the word I'm trying to think of? Organization. There's different organizations in Irish dancing. There's a couple. There's Cogal Commission. There's, what was my one? NCA something. So I wasn't in Cogal or Commission. They're like the huge, big ones. And when they go to the Worlds, they have people from like Australia and America and all there. So the organization that I was in, I was actually kind of pretty good because I wasn't up against all these like crazy good Americans, even though the Irish people, Irish girls are incredible, but I wasn't. It was like, you know, like in a league.
Yeah.
This is how I would put it,
like
right?
A football league.
Like a football league. Like I wasn't the Premier League or the Champions League. But like I could be an FA Cup.
Okay.
Like or I don't know. I was the C League in Irish dancing.
Okay.
So I did really well on that. Like I won like an All-Ireland. I won like the Leinsters, the Dublins, the Great Britons. I won the Europeans.
What?
Yeah, but I was in the C League.
No, that's okay.
You know what
but
I mean?
You won from your league.
I won in my league.
Oh my God. Because I swear to God, you dance kind of at any occasion that you can get really like...
If Lord of the Dance comes on or any sort of jig music, I am like, clear the dance floor.
You really
clear the room, actually.
You did at your wedding and everything, but I just thought it was something you enjoyed to do.
Oh, I enjoy it, but there was a reason. Well, like, it's kind of like my showpiece.
That's what I mean. But I kind of just thought you were like freestyling. I didn't think that it was like...
I am freestyling. It's not any of my old dance track. Like I am freestyling, but...
So realistically...
It comes from...
So both versions of events are true then?
Yeah.
You have history in this, but you're also freestyling.
Oh, totally freestyling. I never know what I'm going to do next. Could be twirling, could be kicking the legs up. I actually remember I forgot to put underwear on when I quickly changed outside on my wedding. And Frank was like, "Niamh, remember you don't have underwear on." And I was like literally gliding on the stage, like legs kicking up everywhere. Everyone was drunk, so it was fine.
Yeah. Till you watch your video.
I can't believe you didn't know that about me and my Irish dancing.
Oh, like you probably have told me before, but it just didn't register.
Like I always like when Irish dancing come on, like it's a real comfort for me. But now anyone who's close to me now will be like, "Oh, we're getting Eve up at the end of the night and it's like a show. I'm like a show pony," which I don't mind.
Yeah.
I just have to be a few drinks in.
Yeah,
or
I just thought it was a show pony. Anyway, sorry, we've derailed entirely from Paddy's Day. What do I think of Paddy's Day? I don't really have many thoughts on it. Like, it's great.
It's a public holiday.
It's great. I love it.
Like, did you ever go into the parade when you were younger?
Yeah, so this was
like the actual pride in town. You know the way there was always local pride.
Oh, I know. I would never be caught dead with the local pride.
Oh,
no, you're joking. But I really lived a high life now as a child with the parade, right? So I think I was a parade snob because my mom used to work.
You are a secret snob.
I'm not really. Take that out.
Jeez.
Certain things, yeah. My mom worked on basically where the big H&M is now. It used to be a bank. You know the big one on
Yeah.
So we used to, this is so mad. It's actually the most 90s thing of all time. Could you imagine this now? But like we were all allowed to go in when the bank was closed at the weekends and like go up onto like the top and watch the parade from this. And one time I was like, went into like a vault thing, which is mad. So inappropriate. But so I used to watch it from there. And I remember like Ronan Keaton was going by and I was like,
oh my God. So I just got a flashback. I actually Irish danced on a float on the big Paddy's Day parade before and I thought I was the shit. Oh my God, I actually did dressed up as some sort of green dragon when I was like 10 and I was like cartwheeling down the place.
Niamh, that's very impressive.
Me?
That's like something that I would say if somebody was like, tell me an interesting fact about you, I'd be like,
I was in the same Paddy's Day parade when I was 10.
Yeah. That's something everyone could say.
I know. I would have loved to have been the person to tell someone I was on the Late Late Toy Show showing my toys.
Yeah,
that was
I know. That was like just unattainable though, isn't it?
So I'm going to make sure if I ever have children, which I'm sure I will, please God, I'm going to make sure that one of them gets on that TV.
It's all Billy Barry's, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's very Billy Barry organ. Like it's very focused on Billy Barry, I think. Who knows? I don't know. That's how it was in the 90s. But
my bucket list is to go to the toy show.
The actual toy show?
Yeah, I think I'd be easier getting tickets to Glasgow. I'm not even being funny. I'm serious.
I know. That's so true.
It's impossible.
There's one for everyone in the audience.
Impossible. I know.
Yeah. But my Paddy's Day was always very eventful. So when my friends used to go out drinking, I'd be like Irish dancing. But like, when did you start? Like underage drinking in the fields. And you know that was a thing on Paddy's Day?
Kind of, I was a late one, 17. Now, because I went rogue when I was 14 that time on holidays and it ruined my whole entire extended family holiday. I had a ball, but
yeah.
Well, yeah, no. So yeah, I was kind of that then. But I didn't really like, then I went, when I was younger, I used to love going into the parade with my family and everything. Mm. But then when I was a teenager or a tweenager, I never really went into it because it was too hectic.
I know.
And I remember always feeling like real, like a bit scared to go in. Because you know, I ever hear there was always like loads of trouble and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I was a big chicken though.
Yeah. Like my friends, some of my friends would be getting new outfits for Paddy's Day. They'd be like, no, we need like new gear. We're going to see the lads, the boys.
Oh, really?
And we'll share half an Agon and a bottle of Fanta. And that was like, that's what I'd be so jealous of. Like I've gone in for like my sixth performance.
Yeah. There is nowhere like Ireland though for Paddy's weekend, I think.
Yeah.
Like I was in New York a couple of years ago with Francis and we were there for Paddy's Day.
Oh, I said that was interesting.
Yeah, but it was chronic. Oh. Do you know? Because like, we love the Americans obviously, but like, you know.
I know.
My great grandmother is from Connemara. Yeah. Like,
I know.
So.
And I think like St. Patrick's Day, it has gotten so commercialised with like the little leprechauns and it's like all like funny haha stuff.
I love it in Dublin. I love Paddy's weekend in Dublin. There's always like really fun things on.
There is. There's a lot of culture things on which are really good, like with the arts and the music and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'd love on Paddy's Day being today, I know I'd love to go see some trad music or like, you know, like the Baron and the Tin Whistle. Sorry, I've bought a Tin Whistle.
Oh, mother of God. If you bring that thing in here.
I'm going to get some lessons. You can do them online.
Yeah, stay online. Don't bring that in here. Why did she buy this? Who puts this into your head?
Because I used to play it when I was younger and I was like, fuck, I'd love to play an instrument.
That was a universal struggle of like any Irish child in the 90s. Why?
Recorder or tin whistle? What were you?
I was recorder, but I...
Yeah, I was recorder and tin whistle. Siobhan, what were you? Yeah.
Weird. I was so consistently...
Weird.
Weird that I was recorder.
No, weird that you said nothing.
Weird what?
After Siobhan said tin whistle, you were like, weird.
I don't even remember. That was like a fever dream. But yeah, I was so bad. But then I'm like, is anyone actually good at a recorder? It's an awful sound.
I'd say a lot of people are good at the recorder, the tin whistle.
I remember I used to have this friend. I think I told
you have no patience. I'm sure you barely played the recorder.
Yeah, I was like, B-B-D, I don't care about this. I like, what's the point of this? Like, but I used to be friends with a girl and she was learning how to play the Bowron?
Yeah, Bowron.
The
Bowron. Yeah. That's really cool.
Jesus Christ. If you closed your eyes and listened to her, you'd be like, someone fell down the stairs. It was a massacre.
So some of Jamie's friends, his best friends, there's like the big family. They're from all Athlone and all them playing instrument, that the two of the girlfriends that are now wives, actually, of the two or three friends, they've tried to like pick up an instrument.
Oh no.
It was actually me that inspired me, because at the weddings, all of a sudden, even on the wedding day before like the first dance, everyone took out their instruments.
Oh, they're so lucky. Like, that's going to say that was so much money.
They're so good. Like, I'm talking about ukuleles, violins.
Yeah. Remember they played at your 30th?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, they were did. Brilliant. And they sang, I was so like, they sang me down the aisle as well with the music.
So nice.
It was fabulous.
I was like to Mark, you're going to play at my wedding. And he was like, yeah. He's like, are you engaged? I was like, no.
No, I just feel like there's also something just so attractive about someone who can play an instrument.
Yeah, no.
For and like, sure. Well, I'm like, this is a skill. It's talent.
So is this, so I can't believe that you bought a tin whistle.
Yeah.
Jesus. Are you going to start lessons?
Yeah, online. So when I get good, I'm going to play us all a song.
What?
I don't know what I'll start off with first, but I'll have to be really good.
That's going to be a challenge now. I know I said don't bring it near the podcast, but like, if you have a song and you think it's time for the people to hear it.
Yeah, no problem.
We will let you do it.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. You know, maybe we could hopefully have a live show and I can do a performance of it.
A recital.
And then do an Irish dance.
Yeah.
It's the Niamh show. Yeah, not a bit.
I'll do a separate show.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's all have a DMC.
Yeah. But are you going to do anything today, Paddy's Day? What's your plans?
I'm in France.
Oh, you're in France. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the menu tasting, which would be so exciting.
Doing all that, going to see my venue, going to like pick our flowers. It's actually like going to be
really, really fun.
Yeah, going to be really
fun. Let me on the wine list.
I will.
Also, can we all agree that you need to get the beef, not the chicken?
I changed it. Yeah.
Good.
I emailed her to say.
I was going to text you again today, but I knew I was going to see you. So I was like, you need to do the beef.
That's so funny. So for context, basically where I'm getting married, the venue is not a hotel. It's just a venue. So you have to bring everything in. So we're getting, everything's being catered. So your options are limited, right?
Yeah.
So we had to pick obviously chicken or beef and then a vegetarian option. And I just felt like chicken was more universal. But Niamh steered me. I was like,
chicken isn't, well, like, I'm just going off my 140 people that were coming to my wedding. 80% of people chose the beef, not the fish. Like, the fish number was very small.
Yeah, but fish and chicken are different. Not stating the obvious, but like, do you know? If it was the choice between beef or chicken, it doesn't matter because there is no choice.
I would 100% go with the beef.
Like, we both preferred the beef at the time, but I just felt like chicken, do you know, like, not everyone eats red meat. But then you can get the vegetarian option if you don't want.
I think when you're in France at a wedding and beef is on the menu, you'd be gone for, I feel like I don't even eat red meat, but I'd be like, oh God, the beef, I'd say it'd be fab.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we've done that. I've pulled the trigger
on that.
So thanks for your advice on that.
But I want to get on very quickly and do a huge announcement. Everyone, on the 6th of April, my friends are bringing me to Emerald Park.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go when the doors open.
Yeah.
We're going to be there for 10 a.m. So if anyone wants to join that listens to the pod, we're going to be there from 10. Come on and join with us.
Do they still have that big scary wooden roller coaster?
The Cucullin, yeah. And we're going to get on the back, so that's where it's faster.
So I'll need to be warmed up, because I actually am good on roller coasters, but I'm a scaredy cat, like, okay. So scared, but we'll do it.
And there's a couple of, I obviously went to the opening of Elmer Park, of course. Oh. Well, sorry, the launch of their two new roller coasters. And it was amazing. They go upside down and you're like strapped in. It's so fun. Remember like my pantaloons? Remember the video and my trousers?
How did you record that?
I did. It was because it was like the launch date, they had those, what are they? What are the cameras called?
GoPros?
Yeah, they had GoPros on.
Because I was really wondering, I was like, how?
Oh no, I didn't.
With such a steady hand.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, no.
Made no sense. By gravity.
So I'm very excited for that. But then we had our first Aperol of the year on a very special day. My Ness, Sinead and Francis brought me out for my birthday. They brought me for a roast in the old spot.
Oh my God, I'm stuck.
We had
on
a Yorkshire pudding standoff. This is a vote that we should bring to the people.
Oh yeah.
Are you Yorkshire pudding or are you not? I am. Siobhan, Yorkshire pudding or no? Yeah.
Okay, I just personally think they are the most overrated thing of all time. Like, they add no value. They taste like nothing.
They're warm, crispy, and you stuff them and then you eat them, you know?
I just get nothing
out of
them. I
feel like they're like a little burrito if you'd like, you know, like a small little
burrito. You just don't have any taste. But I feel it's a really good barter tool for me to have because so many people are feral for them. And I don't like them. So I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to give to me? Now, I will say I went to the toilet. I came back. There was like three vultures in my plate. These all went after my stuffing.
Yeah, the stuffing was fab. I don't know why you weren't eating that.
Yeah, I don't know why either. But the I loved the cheesy cauliflower.
Oh, yes.
We went to the old spot, if we didn't say. And
you made a really interesting point that I was like, that's so true. We went for a roast. We didn't go for a carvery.
Oh, yeah, they're two very different things.
Aren't they?
Let me tell you. Two words that'll separate it. Brown tray. We'll leave it at that. Both have a place.
I remember saying to Jamie one time, we were like having a few drinks, we were like so giddy, and sometimes we like to like rip into Jamie a little bit, and Ness was like, I say you've never held a brown tray before in your life. And he goes, I haven't.
No, because me and you went to the yacht before and I was saying it was over, and you were like, I'd love to bring Jamie here, and I was like, Jamie wouldn't hold a brown tray.
I know. Because like, I used to love carvery. I grew up in like carvery. I always go with my granddad.
I prefer a carvery over a roast.
And sometimes I get a craving for a bowl of mashed potato and veg and gravy. Yeah. You know, like a baby bowl.
And like the garlic potatoes that they do.
Oh, no, that's pushing it too far.
No way.
Now.
No. No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold it back.
You pig. Yeah, that would be gross.
You have like garlic potatoes.
No, they're stunning.
Like potato gratin thingies.
Duff and what?
The duff and what? Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Brave France. But no, we had a lovely roast and it was delicious. And then we kind of did like a little baby pub crawl. We went to like two pubs after. Well, one pub, Searson's, for a pint. And then we had our first stunning Aperol.
Yeah, that Aperol came like a left hook out of nowhere to me because we walked, because it was so nice out yesterday.
We had a lovely walk as well.
We walked from Bath Avenue into like Drury Street.
Did a little detour to look at the gorgeous houses.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm going to go home now. Like, and then I just was like, well, I'll have one Aperol with them. And then we were there for a couple of hours.
Yeah, then my brother-in-law, I can call him now. We saw him like walking down the street with his girlfriend. We were like, come down and sit down. But you know what? I've been in a good mood since yesterday. Mm. Like really good mood. It's my birthday week, month. And the sun was shining. It was 5 p.m. I was sitting outdoors with not even a cover. What's it called? A gazebo?
Or yeah, a veranda. Or
whatever it's called. That was up. The sun was out. It was 5 p.m. And I was with all my friends and I was like, oh my God, this is the start of summer. And I just got so excited. Then I woke up this morning, last week, and it was sunshine.
Yeah, it was really nice. I didn't even get to leave out in the sunshine. I was just so busy, but it looked gorgeous didn't it?
Was it
warm?
Oh, just got me on such a good buzz. You need your coat. It wasn't roasting.
Yeah.
But the sun was just shining and it was lovely.
It was
hot when it was on you.
But it was really, really nice on Saturday as well. I opened my front door and I stepped out and I was like, oh. Is that sun on my face? Like, it felt like foreign.
So this pod comes out today and I'm going to be rotting in bed, I assume, because I went out for my birthday Sunday the 16th, which was like yesterday for people listening now. It's very complicated when we try to talk about like the present moment of where we are right now. But I know I'm going to be really hungover, but I'm so excited. I can't wait for my birthday night out. Birthday day. We're all going out again.
Yeah.
Here in France.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited. Like, I love celebrating my birthday. Do you?
So I was getting this vibe from you. Like, you seem like a real birthday person.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, was your home life like that?
So the reason why we're such birthday people is that this is the, I know you know this, I think, me, my baby sister and my granddad all share the same birthday.
Mm.
And like me and my sister still have like our hospital tags. And I was 752 and she was, sorry, I was 652 and she was like 754. Like we're 7 years later, the same day, but like an hour apart.
Gosh.
It's crazy. And then my granddad was on that day as well. So the three of us were always just celebrating our birthdays. And then also my godmother's birthday is in March. My best friend Laura's birthday is in March. Like she's like, we're just a day apart. So we've always celebrated our birthdays together, like growing up. So I was celebrating my birthday with my granddad and my sister, then my best friend Laura, then my auntie Karen, and then my cousin Sinead, when she'd be over, it was her birthday too. So March are just full of birthdays, and David's,
yeah.
And my mother-in-law is the 12th as well.
Hey.
So there's so many birthdays in March. So March is always like a real fun month.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was always like a big celebration. I think as well, it was such an excuse because Grace, it's so exciting for like, you know, when your little sister's all excited.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
When I was getting to about 11, 12, I don't know whether I was like hugely interested. I just remember being so excited for Grace because she'd be so excited.
That's very mature of you as a child.
Well, older sibling energy, honey. It's not about me. It's about the youngsters.
See, I'm the older sibling and I'm like, oh, it's all about me.
Was birthdays big in your house?
No, not really. Like, and like, it's kind of like particularly my dad couldn't have less of an interest in a birthday that it's kind of funny at this point.
Yeah.
Like he thought his birthday was a totally wrong date up until like a couple of years ago.
What?
He thought it was the 17th of April. It's actually the 18th of April. But like he would never.
Your dad?
Yeah. He'd never. I'll be like to him, you know, it's my birthday today. And he's like, oh, happy birthday. Like,
stop.
But like, I think it's really gas. It's just, he's just not like that.
Yeah.
You know? Now, like when I was younger, I had amazing birthday parties and like my mom would be sweet, but we're not one of these families that are like, oh my God, it's your birthday, you know? And so in turn, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, happy birthday, but I wouldn't, you know, there's two types of families nearly, two types of people. It's like one people that are obsessed with birthdays and then others that aren't.
Mm.
And David's kind of the same as me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whereas I know Jamie's family are like, big into birthdays, aren't they?
Big into birthdays, yeah. Like they have now, they do like a champagne breakfast morning on the day of their birthday. So there's times where we've had to get up at like 6:30, 6:45 because we have to be in there for like 10 past. And there's like a full fry up. Like Jamie's dad goes all out and he's playing music. And he's like, it's your birthday today.
Yeah, that's so nice.
It is so cute. Now, my family don't go all out like that. If anything, I remember there was a time actually where I didn't really like sharing my birthday because I never got to like just blow out the candles on my own. I always shared a birthday cake. Mm. And I just know my sister was just a bit like, she was just a brat. Like she was
that's actually changing very quick, I thought.
No, like I loved celebrating her, but then she was just a brat when it came to like the candles and stuff. And I was just like, well, you're just meant to share. And I think for so long, growing up, I'd be like, just share everything, like we can share things, and she just had no interest.
Yeah.
So I remember for my 21st birthday, I was like, please, can I just have my own birthday cake? And I got a full on Saint Bernard birthday cake. And I loved it. I still think about it. I still have a photo of it actually. I still think about it all the time. It's my favorite dog.
Yeah, you told me about that actually. I've even heard about this.
Yeah. I'll get a picture up of it. It was the most amazing Saint Bernard birthday cake. It came out like it was a heavy thing. I was like, well, I can't hold that. Get me 21st kisses now. Put that away.
I don't know if I can.
Did you do 21st kisses?
No, I didn't. I just had like drinks in my like close friends. I didn't do like a function room 21st.
Oh, I did. I had a Korean dress.
I went to Time in Nace for my 21st.
What?
Because I was like, I want to just like somewhere different.
I said that we had like a couple of floors though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bus there was gas.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
The bus there.
Like we've got a private disco.
Oh, very posh.
And then another year for my birthday, we got a taxi into town and he crashed, right? He was like, whoa, like trying to be funny and all. Full on crash.
Oh
I went like
God.
Flying. So did my friend Susie. And when we got out, he's like, sorry about the girls. He's like, sorry about that girls. Now, I can't, I can't offer you a free taxi because that would be me accepting fault. So I hope you understand that. And I was like, makes total sense. like we were in a crash.
Really?
Yeah. Dropped us off at the Palace on Camden Street.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
Any whiplash or anything? Are we all okay?
Crick in my neck. No, it was fine. Okay, go on. Tell me then. Give me FOMO. What are the B-Day plans?
I really wanted to do something like fun this year and not just go sit in a bar, which I feel like we might do. Like I looked into like booking, you know, like the Flight Club, the darts thing.
Yeah.
Too expensive. Like Dublin is so expensive. I would have loved, and this is where a part of me would love to live in London because there's just so much to do. You know, like they've like these indoor ping pong places or I don't know. Like they obviously have that pitch place where we went to play the virtual golf. And then like there is a place called Social out in Leopardstown and there's a new bowling alley after opening in Dundrum, but they're just a little bit far out for us.
Yeah.
I feel like town's really missing.
I think something's coming to Rat Minds.
Yeah, but like why isn't I here now for my birthday?
They're missing out.
So I think we're going to go for food.
Where are you going to go?
Location TBC, right. Which is like sussing out a few places because it turns out there's like 15 of us that are all going to go out now.
Stunning. Yeah. Is that what that poll and the WhatsApp comes
yeah.
over?
Just so I could book Rude. The table.
No, that's so weird.
Yeah. And then I think we're going to go to a DJ in the Paris Court Centre.
Oh, when
in Pig. But in like
they're so fun.
Yeah. Just have like a dance and just dance with my friends. Clubbing culture is back, baby. Well, it's not really. But I love the nightlife was better. Or just stuff to do. You know?
Yeah. Well, with you saying that the nightlife isn't kind of great, it kind of brings us into this week's Chronically Offline.
Yeah.
So I don't know, did you see that TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok.
from Lauren Whelan,
mm-hmm.
who was kind of saying like, is it Gen Zers? I think she was saying. She was like, you know, Gen Zers, they just don't go out anymore. And like, what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not in there. They're obviously not. Or maybe they
are. I thought she was a Gen Zer, to be honest. Basically, was just kind of saying like that people don't go out anymore. And like, why don't you like kind of, did she say like stay out and get feral in the club?
Yeah.
And then she got like major, major backlash.
Oh my God. I couldn't get over it.
But so like the backlash was basically people were like, oh, sorry. Like, I don't want to like drink myself silly. Like, sorry. I want to like work on my mental health and go for runs and blah, 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 blah.
Which is fair. But then I don't think she didn't mention alcohol.
No, but she didn't. Like, I could totally see both sides. Like, I could hear the point that she was making that. Like, formative years a lot of the time are like going out and, you know, socializing you know, all that sort of stuff. And then, but like on the flip side, it's kind of like I think what it is like Ireland, typically the only socializing people ever had like was like the pub culture or the night out culture. Like there wasn't anything to do really besides that. So it was kind of ingrained and passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
And I think particularly, not with millennials, probably Gen Zers and all, they've really kind of held on to this, that there's more to life than just kind of alcohol and stuff like that.
Yeah, which I get that point for sure. Yeah. And I think I really love to see all these run clubs. Like, because I remember when I first started, well, I suppose exercise is always a part of my life in some capacity, whether it be Irish dancing and but I mean, in terms of like, I remember for my 21st birthday, I asked for like a gym membership and all my friends were like, what?
Mm.
I was like, I would really love to join a gym. I'd like to go. Do you remember that Crunch Fitness place? And it was like kind of like dark and bougie. It was a little bit more of that on the expensive end. I think there was one in Tallinn. There was one somewhere else.
Oh yeah, it was real glam.
And I was like, please. And my mom and dad were like, oh my God, of course. Like, you have a gym membership. This is going to like keep you. I think, because I had stopped my Irish dancing and I kind of went a little bit feral for a while from the age of like 19 to, I don't know, I would say 21 actually. I was kind of just like, I had a bit of a rebellious side to me. And I decided, I was like, oh no, I miss exercise and doing all that. But like, I remember going to the gym and there like wasn't a lot of classes. And then I used to do PT with one of my close friends, Sean, who has a huge community now. Like his business has grown so much. And we used to do like Hyrox workouts, but they just weren't called Hyrox. And we used to go for runs and be like, oh, I'd love to go for more. But like, there was all these things that we really missed. And then we all actually ended up going to Australia for a year, Sean included. And there was just so much to do in Australia, like sunrise yoga, and like people were meeting up on for beach walks. And like, we were like, this is unheard of in Ireland. Like, there's none of this here. Like, how can we bring that over? Like, even everyone was like, who the fuck is Pilates, you know, back in Ireland? Like, obviously there was some Pilates going on, but like Pilates is huge now, and reformer Pilates. And I do think it is so nice to see like Hyrox being it now. I know it's a bit of a trend. I don't know if people kind of loathe or love it or whatever, but like the running clubs, you know, the boot camp days and like all this, I think it's really nice. And I think it is so a really lovely social place to be. But then also you can be social in the club too. Like, I'm all about balance, do you know?
Yeah, I think probably a lot of what it is, like, and our producer made that really valid point that a lot of the time, or not a lot of the time, but more often than not during COVID was when people kind of started college. So they kind of missed out on that experience, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just like, it hasn't really found its place in society again. Like, I mean, there's never been less clubs or venues in Ireland for young people. Like, even when I was younger, like, you could go out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every night was like heaving. And it'd be like geared for young people. It'd be like €2 drinks.
I know.
All that sort of stuff. Like, all of that has just fallen on its ear. I know there was a club, I think, was it that Soho club?
Yeah, that, I think that opened.
Yeah, but I think they were trying to bring out like a Monday night that was geared kind of to that, like what like Andrews Lane used to be like, and Hangar.
I know,
do you know? So they tried to
and DC10, was it DC8?
No, that's in Ibiza.
No, sorry. No, there's a place up on near Thomas Street.
District 8. Oh yeah.
And it was something D8.
But yeah, they've tried, but I think her point saying people don't go anymore, it's kind of like an element to like build it and they'll come as well. Like, there's nothing there for young people. It's just like a ghost zone now. I think and then also as well, everything's so expensive,
so expensive.
Like, cost of living, like people with full-time jobs can't really afford to go out. So like,
I know,
how can young people, do you know? Especially when there's none of those like incentivized clubs.
Yeah,
but I totally hear the point she was saying.
Yeah. And I heard I could see both sides. I was like, yeah, well, I don't feel good. Or like, you know, some people just don't benefit from social situations like that. And I get that. But like, I think a lot of people do. Like, it's nice to get out. And
I think there's just more normalized ways of socializing now than just that.
But I even think people think, and I think it's just in us as like an Irish culture, we just don't go out for a few drinks. Like, people in Ireland binge drink. Do you know what I mean? Like, we totally binge. It's never just like one or two. And when you're at the club, you're like, oh, I want to get drunk.
Yeah.
And I have to be drunk to go to the club. Where, what am I trying to say? That can like be the negative mindset on it, you know? Because I know like anytime we would ever go to the club growing up, and I'm sure people under us, like my little sister, were like, oh yeah, you were always pre-drinking to go to the club and whatever.
I love pre-drinks.
So there's an interesting fact. In 2000, there was 522 nightclubs. Now there's only 83.
That's cracked.
Mad.
Do you know what I mean? When you, like,
but I don't know where there's...
Now, I can't remember the last time I've been to a club in Ireland. Can you remember?
And there was 110 in 2019. 19 was a great year for gigs and socialising. I felt like there was a lot on. They had that new festival, which I don't know why it hasn't come back.
Oh, Love Sensation. That was so
good. I felt like there was always club nights. I felt like 2019, I felt like... it was a good year. There was lots going on. There's lots to do now in like the clubbing sense and the festival sense. Just I wish there was more to do. Like, even for an example, my birthday, like we're looking for somewhere fun to go and like dancing and stuff. And like,
I think
there's like 3 DJs on in 3 different venues. And
yeah, when you look at like, you know, like the app Resident Advisor, like compared to London, it's like there's too much choice. You're like overwhelmed. Where here, it's like you might be lucky if there's something every 5 months.
I know. Yeah, I know.
So it's really easy to like plan your nights out in Dublin because it's like,
and obviously we love the gay bars, and like I just feel like we always end up in the gay bars for a dance. Where I'd love to be, you know, at a really fun DJ set. You know, spending the time there, or do you know?
Yeah.
Like, obviously we love the gay bars, but I just feel like they're the only spots where there's good music playing.
Fact.
And like that place 22 is, I don't even think you could, I don't even want that place. That's the only nightclub I know that's in town. Or
well,
Soho
Avenue. Crystal still going and like
is it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Coppers maybe. I don't, oh my god, maybe we could go to Coppers.
Oh, I wouldn't even go there when I was younger. Like I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. Coppers, I mean, I've been there, but like
would you believe I've only ever been to Coppers like twice?
Yeah, no.
I used to go to Dandelion. Do you remember Dandelion?
Oh, yeah.
I went to there once or twice. Used to go to the Palace Bar.
Yeah, that was very good.
Went to Red's once or twice.
21.
Sin. Remember Sin?
Yeah.
Went there once or twice. We used to always go to Barcode.
Girl, I was rare on Barcode.
Oh my god, we would have like went like by each other. But it's mad actually, out of all those clubs, 23 of them are in Dublin. The rest of the country have much less. And like when you think about it, like those numbers being so low for the rest of the country, like imagine being a student in, you know, I don't know, Galway or Cork, where I know Limerick have like a couple more than the rest, but like yeah, that's mad. Because I feel like college is about, I feel like you that's your life lessons.
100%.
You experience stuff and heartbreak and
formative,
you know,
years. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, I know like, Dave Byrne, like our pal, and like Andrea always talks about like clubbing is culture.
It is culture.
Like, as in, you know what I mean? Like, the connections you can, like, some of my closest friends now I've met from going on nights out,
yeah,
over a period of time consistently together, and you get closer and closer. And
that's
like,
how we got close, Nessa.
Yeah, hello.
That's how we became best friends. Podcast. Was through our mutual best friend, Sinead.
From going out,
From going out. And I remember we just fell in love on the dance floor. Me and Jamie fell in love on the dance floor too.
Yeah. It's so true. Like, that you're kind of robbed of those experiences a little bit.
I know, which is sad.
Now, you might fall in love with a running club. I personally know I wouldn't.
Because you don't like running.
I could not catch a man there. I'd be like, wait
over me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No, that, like, I think when you step back and look at it, you're like, How could they be on to the club? There's none.
I know. There is none. But thank God festivals are on the horizon.
Yeah.
Or at the outdoor gigs and stuff like that. Because that's great.
Keep us young.
And chronically offline again, TikTok, as always. It was like, your phone does listen to you, really. Mm-hmm. That evening when we were chatting about it, I went home and the clip of the, is it a docuseries or what is it? It's just like a show. Like a Martha Stewart.
I also had the name all wrong.
What's it called?
I was like, you're invited with Meghan Markle. It's called With Love. They keep saying you're invited. It's very confusing.
It is that much better. And it would be confusing. But so setting the scene, she's like, don't know what she's doing. She's cutting up. She's preparing sausages or something, or the bacon brings the boys to the
wrong.
I was like, oh Jesus. Anyway, we were talking about the moment where her friends ask her, being like, oh, Meghan Markle, and she corrects her and says, no, I'm Meghan Sussex. I just thought that whole thing was so produced and plotted and planned, because surely she has full control.
Because she's producer.
Yeah, so if she didn't want that in, she wouldn't have put that in. Like, I felt like she was saying that in a way to be like, don't forget, I'm Meghan Sussex, not Markle.
I completely agree with you that she wanted it. She kept that in for the reason of, no, I'm not Meghan Markle, I'm this. But I do think actually that was an organic moment.
Oh, really? Where,
for me, I think it was, because you could see she was, it wasn't that polished. Like, you could tell she was like, you know, someone's like, it's so funny that, and it's like, not funny at all. You know? And like, her eyes were like, this is not funny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I really went off on her there on the pod now last week.
You did. But I just think, you know, the way like we stop start on the podcast all the time. We're like, oh no, we better not say that, take that out or whatever. Like, I know she felt really uncomfortable in that moment. Like, she realized that she would have been like, guys, I don't want that in the way she asked me that. Like, I want to just be called Meghan Sussex, or you're going to have to just ask me that question again. Because they're filming and you can stop start. Like, it's not a reality TV program.
Yeah, no.
She's selling her. And that's why I was like, I feel like she definitely planted that question with her friend and made her be like, oh, you know, I'm not.
No, because realistically, right, if you were going to do that, you'd be like, right, her friend's name was Mindy, right? You'd be like, right, Mindy, let's go. You're going to be like, so what is your surname actually? Or you'd be like, how does it feel to not be Meghan Markle anymore and to be Meghan Sussex? Like, you would do it like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, unless she's getting shocking steer, to be like, this would be a great idea.
I don't know. Sometimes she has the best steer with things.
Yeah.
But sure, I've just seen one clip, babe. That was just the one clip that came up to me. I've no interest in watching it at all.
Yeah, I'm soldiering on through with it because it just fascinates me. But it's just so, you can so tell she's producing it because if it was another producer, they'd step back and be like, this is really like self-serving, very inauthentic.
Yeah.
Let's shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think she probably is like, oh my God, this is so good. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I did see a statement floating around online and I wish it was real because it would just kind of really get at what I was trying to convey.
Okay.
I don't know if it's real, but it sounds like something she would say. Producers laughing, being like, it's not.
Give us a small synopsis of it.
I'm just going to read one part of it. So it goes, now with this series that me and my team put together so perfectly, it absolutely demonstrates what it means to be a woman with skills, a woman that can provide for the world. What I find to be very irresponsible behavior, though, coming from the public, is the toxicity coming from men and surprisingly now women that just aren't really educated enough to know this is a series for them. And we didn't aim to make the series for men. So she says, like, there's a ton of misogyny and sexism going on in the world. But then in the same breath, she goes, this is absolutely a series about educating those how to cook and how to be a resourceful woman in a household. Surely it's not real.
It doesn't sound real. Was it on her Instagram?
No.
No, then it's not real, babes.
Signed off with love, Megan. If the internet taught you nothing.
Oh, yeah, God.
It's going down like a lead balloon.
Oh, well, I'd say so. Come here. Also, the other things that we were talking on Chronically Offline, I've seen more videos come out of Danny and Maura.
Have you watched the main one?
The kissing one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a kiss.
It's not good at all. And she's not really pulling back. She's a bit...
That's what I meant. It was a lingering smooch.
Yeah. And then they're also leaving some place together. Just the two of them.
They were partying till 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Murder!
No. Actual murder. So I wasn't impressed with that at all. Have they come out with statements yet? They haven't.
She's shagged off to Malibu now. Put a story up about that. But that's it.
She just was like, I'm off to Malibu.
I think she was just like, exciting trip or something. Oh God. Yeah. So we need answers. People are writing.
No, we do need answers. Like, you can't be doing that. There should be a statement.
Yeah.
Do you hear as well that Molly and Tommy could be getting back together? There's supposedly going to be an announcement of their reconnection. Did you watch that? No, I'm kind of, I hope they do. If they're happy and want to work through things, they have a child. Like, I'd love that for them.
I just don't know why she didn't set the record straight that he wasn't cheating right until the day before her documentary came out. I thought it was strange that she didn't clear that up on his behalf.
Either risky, selfish, good PR.
Yeah, I think it was for PR. I think they did break up, but I think she was trying to drum up extra, like...
Was there stuff there that, like, you just don't know about? Like him... alcohol was the thing. He was going out and he wasn't the same person that he was on alcohol, so maybe there was a few things that she was trying to clear up and didn't know for sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember they were seeing kissing on New Year's Eve, though. I wouldn't be surprised if they're back together.
So it's so funny. Jamie loves the reality TV. Did you watch her show? Did you watch the three episodes? Only like three or four
what
episodes.
What happened to the rest?
I think they're coming out because they leave us on a cliffhanger. Where she's like, oh, we've kissed.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or she's saying people have said that we've kissed on New Year's. So we're very interested.
Yeah, what the hell? Like, I mean, I'm all for a bit of suspense, but like, drip them out week by week. You've lost momentum.
And as well, also online that I've seen, Pretty Little Thing has gone like,
oh my God,
real glam. And very like, maybe. There's a lot of few things that were like very similar to maybe.
They've gone into the old money. This is what they're trying to say, but like, all their like the ingredients is still like 100% plastic and it's like double the price. Oh my God. And I saw on TikTok, obviously, that they don't, they're really, they basically punish plus size people and they make plus size people pay more.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So for any size inclusive sizes on their website, they're more expensive, which is
that is
so bad.
Disgrace.
Because they could have been doing something positive there by having size inclusivity, which obviously all brands should have, but not all of them have. So to do it was positive, but they charged them for the pleasure of it.
Oh my God.
Some extra, yeah.
And also finish on this. Did you see the Fila and Hailey Bieber collaboration?
Yeah, I did.
It's just, we can't get any of it in Ireland. Like there's some on Urban Outfitters and some on another website, but it's not all the nice stuff.
Oh, it's always the way.
It's so annoying.
I know.
I'm half tempted to text Bonnie to be like, can I get something posted to you
when
you post it to me?
You should.
It's a lot of effort. A lot of effort.
You're worth it.
But they're all my things that I saw online.
Yeah. That was, you brought me some nice,
what can I say?
Bit of meat there for me, Niamh.
Has you been on TikTok too? You know, the odd time.
I know.
I actually created a TikTok where it's like, well, I hope, I was trying to say in my POV, I was like, it's Monday, but summer's on the way, dear. You know, from like, help is on the way, dear.
I know.
Oh, you got that?
I thought I liked it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. And I put music to it and I was like, you know, Jubilee. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, it's like the saxophone. Save me.
Okay, what year is it? Why has that song just come back out of nowhere?
It's classic.
It's just, it kind of reminds me of like, Biscuit. Remember like, bow, bow, remember that one that everyone was playing on their Instagram?
Nothing grinds my gears more. And it feels like summer.
Or when all the influencers, probably you included, I'm sorry, were all playing that fucking Kanye West song. Good morning. One had ever heard that song before Instagram. Can I play Petit Biscuit? Are we going to get copyright? Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Wave your hands, everyone. It's nearly summer.
Yeah, hell. That better not be in my day list tomorrow. My Spotify day list.
I can't wait for summer. That's actually really upset. Do you ever, just music to me, when I hear a song, I'm like, oh. That's actually getting me so excited now for summer.
I don't want to see that on any of your reels now, Niamh.
I'll put that on my extra playlist tomorrow.
Yeah, Jesus. Make the crowd flatline.
Well, on that note, guys, I'm so excited for summer and I hope you all have the best week ever. Enjoy your Paddy's Day.
I think you're going to wish everyone a good summer. I was like, Niamh, we'll be back next week.
Well, that too.
Yeah, till then.
Oh, all the good vibes for summer. I can't wait. But I hope you're all having a gorgeous Paddy's Day. Maybe some of you are hungover that it's the bank holiday. Maybe some of you are not and are just back from your run club. Whatever you're doing and you're listening, thanks for listening and we love yous loads. And yeah.
Love you loads. Bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.